Hi, I'm Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Neostalgia.
This is a Neopets podcast, but like Neopets, it is not for children.
So, hello and welcome. Today is the seventh day of sleeping, year 26, as we record, which means we are in a new year.
We are. 2024. Neostalgia.
Year 26. Here we are. Neopets terms.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, and also when this episode comes out, it'll be my birthday.
Which is exciting. That's right. So on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Are you taking the day off? Or?
No, sadly not.
Because I guess you just...
I mean, I took 3 weeks off for the holidays, so I always feel weird, like, taking more time off after
that. Well, you can at least work from home.
Yeah, I mean, definitely working from home. Mike is going to take me to Fogo de Chao for dinner.
Have you been?
I have not, but I've been to like a similar like Brazilian steakhouse.
Where you tilled the card up to show bring more
like,
meat.
Slice. Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, that is fun. Fogo's fun.
Other than that, I don't have any major plans yet. So, yeah, it'll be chill. Yeah, how was your new year?
Yes.
And when your was, holidays?
I guess, it's been a while.
Quite a while.
It's been a while. It was good. We successfully moved. The new place is good. It's pretty much all set now. We've been slowly getting everything figured out, but like the TV's on the wall and everything's, you know, installed and decorated and stuff. So yeah, we moved in. My parents stayed with us in our guest room / office, which was nice.
Amazing.
They enjoyed that. And that made things a lot easier because they had their own space and they didn't have to pay for a hotel. And then we were all just there. And so that was good. And then we did various things with Ryan's dad's side of the family for Christmas Eve and Boxing Day.
Do they actually do Boxing Day stuff?
His grandma does. She has it's just dinner. Like, it's anything, really. We just, she had a Boxing Day dinner and made a ham and soup. So we did that. And then we did Christmas Eve over there and then Christmas Day with my family. And Ryan and I made a lasagna that came out really good. My dad said it was the best lasagna he's ever had.
Wow.
And we simply asked ChatGPT to build us a lasagna recipe with what we had, and it was great. So recommend that if you are interested in using AI for recipes. It was good. Some of the proportions were a little bit off, but we powered through. So that came out really good, and I drank a lot of Martinelli's,
as you should,
cider.
Yeah,
It's delicious.
'Tis the season. We have a bottle in our fridge right now, actually. Nice.
It's really just so good. I don't know.
You can drink it all the time.
You can.
They can't stop.
No, they can't. You can buy it anytime too. It's always in store.
That's right.
And they have all these other flavors and stuff now. Anyway,
I used to be when I was younger. Obviously, you can't drink. So cider is the special occasion drink that you get to have. And because we had such a big family with so many cousins, we would go through so many bottles.
Oh yeah, they don't last.
And I would be sad because you would get a glass or two, and then that would be it, and you're done.
Yeah.
And then my brother would always hog it too. He would take a whole bottle and sneak it over to his side of the table, and I'd be you son of a gun.
Man.
So it was a whole thing. And now you can just have it whenever.
You can have it whenever. You really can. But I never do. I always have it.
It's
holidays.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so that was good. And then they left on the 27th. So we had some time to just sort of chill and do nothing and recover from a lot of socializing and cleanup and everything. And then then New Year's I went to the party, which I don't normally do. Usually I just stay home, so it was fun to do something different, but I do like staying home on New Year's and just chilling. And then I went back to work on the 2nd, so here we are.
I'm going back to work tomorrow, and I know I'm very fortunate to get 3 weeks off. A lot of people don't get that much time off,
but it's hard
also
to go back.
It feels it went by super fast, and I would at least another week or two, but
I know I feel that it does go fast.
We did Christmas at my mom's house, so we went up back to her place. We flew up there, and then we did a week there, which maybe was slightly too long. But, you know, overall, we had a good time. My brother and his wife came up from the Bay Area for Christmas Day and the day after. And we got to hang out with them and do presents and stuff. And then we came back and then did pretty much nothing for the rest of the time, which was really nice. We stayed in for New Year's. We just stayed here and drank some. We've accumulated so much, like, wine and, like, stuff because we got married earlier and, like, we got gifted a lot of stuff. Like, we have a bottle of Prosecco from the hotel that we, like, never opened and stuff. So we had a bottle of sparkling wine and a bottle of champagne. And I feel like maybe it was a mistake because neither of us drank that much. So I was like, by the time we went to bed, I was like, ugh. But then I woke up the next morning. And it was fine.
Okay, that's good.
But yeah, so we did that and we watched movies. I will get to my list of movies at the end of this.
Nice.
And then, yeah, we've been chilling here. Went out to dinner with Hannah and our friend Maddie, who was in town. Mm-hmm. Went to this incredible Italian restaurant.
How could I forget?
The food was really good, fair. It was very good food and drinks. They had this margarita that was made with agave wine instead of tequila.
Oh, that's what it was.
And I really liked it because it was like not as like harsh.
What is agave wine?
It's made from agave and it's wine.
All right. Cool.
You know, it's like a slightly lower alcohol content, but a very similar flavor to tequila.
Interesting.
Cool. So that was pretty good. But yeah, the most interesting thing about the restaurant was like they had like a couple paintings and stuff.
Yeah, it's like
but
normal.
Then in the main room where we were sitting, they had two TVs, one on either side, that was playing this slideshow of images.
Yeah.
That we spent pretty much the entire dinner trying to figure out what the theme was.
It was super long. Like, it went, there were so many images.
So many.
Like, we were there for probably, like, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And it was just
It kept
different.
Rotating through. Yeah. And it was, like, some of them kind of made sense. There were a lot of, like, quotes. And all the quotes were formatted the same way.
Yeah. But the quotes were really random.
But they were, like, random. And then there were pictures of like actors and people in the set of movies, but then there are also like Salvador Dali paintings and like pictures from like historical events and random shit. There was a picture of someone's like car with their license plate in it randomly. And we were like trying to figure it out. And I think the conclusion we came to was just that it was like some art student or someone, they like asked them to put together this slideshow and they're like, I'm just going to, like, fucking try. I'm just going to put a bunch of random shit in here and see what they'll do. And
we started predicting what ones would pop up, and we had a couple correct.
Yeah.
Caroline correctly predicted the moon looking through a telescope.
Is that it's the one of the very, very early, like, films.
Yeah.
Films in quotes. I think it's, like, 5 minutes long. It's called The Trip to the Moon.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
this famous shot of the telescope in the moon's eye, and
so that showed up. Ryan predicted the JFK assassination, which did show up, not the actual assassination,
but
a picture from when it was about to happen.
Yeah.
So that was there, and then Mike got one, didn't he?
Yeah, he got a couple. I think something about Ronald Reagan. I feel
it was Ronald Reagan talking about. Oh, I can't remember what it was, but whatever that one was, it was either close or like.
It wasn't, it wasn't exactly, because it ended up, I think it was a Ronald Reagan ad for, like, cigarettes, and I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it was probably when he was an actor, not a president.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Who knows? So, and then there was something else, but I forgot. Anyway, I went to this dinner, and it was like, oh, like, friends.
Just be a regular dinner.
Just have a nice conversation, and, like, fully 60% of the conversation was just, did you see that?
We were
what is that?
Baffled
what is going on?
The restaurant was recommended by friends of mine who live in Burbank, and all they said to me in the text was like, well, it's not it's not like the fanciest ambiance. And I was like, okay, I don't care, like, we're just having dinner and I just want the food to be good. And then I texted them and I was like, what's going on with the slideshow? And they were like, we tried to tell you. And I was like,
no, that's
not what it
is. You are not specific enough.
But you know what, I'm glad I went blind.
It was a fun surprise.
Yeah, it was. And the waiter didn't know, like,
it was so funny because, like, so one of Maddie's friends was there, and he was like, I'm gonna ask when the waiter comes back. And he's like, I'm gonna word it very politely, but I just want to know, like, what the deal is with the slideshow. And he came over and he was just like, what is this? And then just pointed at the TV. And the guy was like, I don't know.
No one knows. So yeah, we'll have to go back and see if it's like the same.
There's also another location in Venice.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that differs or if it's the same. Or
I would like to know. I would like to know. I haven't looked. I mean, I think I like glanced at the Yelp beforehand, but I didn't see anything about that.
No one mentioned that, which is weird. Mike looked at a couple of reviews, and there was one that was kind of funny about this woman who felt like she was being gaslit
because
they told her there was no vinegar in the fucking artichoke, I guess. And she's like allergic to vinegar, so like it was kind of a big deal, they didn't know. And anyway, but I did not see anything about this slideshow.
I need to do a little more digging.
But it was fun. It was fun. a nice dinner with friends.
It was good. I forgot about that.
I can't stop thinking about it. We watched a lot of movies, so I will briefly go through them.
I only saw two, so okay, I'll just go. Say, well, go ahead. We didn't watch any at home. I saw Wonka in the theater, which I already.
Oh
told
yes,
Caroline
that's
about.
Right. We Hannah saw it texted
in,
me
in Dolby Cinemas.
Amazing.
So that was, I don't know, it was fine. It was fine. It was a movie that I saw.
Yeah,
I thought Timothée Chalamet was very good. I thought he was charming and fit the role, so whatever. Sure. Haters do not interact. And then I saw The Boy and the Heron. Miyazaki. Very strange, as usual.
Yeah.
It wasn't really what I was expecting, but I did like it. I feel like there's a lot of symbolism to unpack. That I would need to explore further. I was chatting with our friend Sarah about it a little bit, and she was sending me all these Reddit posts about there's all these birds, and it's there's a lot of references to birds, so it was interesting. But no, it was good. It was really beautiful animation, and I always like Miyazaki films, so I was happy to see it. Those were the only two, I believe. And then we didn't watch like any Christmas movies or anything. We just didn't get around to it. I don't know. So
yeah,
it is what it is.
Well, we did it. So we watched A Christmas Movie, which I had heard some coworkers talking about, and I thought my mom would like, because our family is Swedish, and so she likes these little Scandinavian Christmas traditions. Like, we usually have Dala horses and things like that. And so there's this movie called Christmas as Usual, which is a Netflix original film. And it's about this lady who is Norwegian, but she's living in the US, so she speaks English also. And she has this boyfriend who's Indian American. And then he proposes to her. This is in the first 5 minutes of the movie. But she doesn't tell her family, and they don't know that he's Indian.
Okay.
And so when they show up, she calls him. His full name is Joshin, but she calls him Josh.
Right.
So they're expecting a white dude named Josh.
Yeah.
And then, there's a whole mix up. And it's I thought it was marketed as a rom-com, and there is, I guess, a happy ending. But her family was just so racist the whole movie that it was very uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
They keep calling, so they can't get his name right. They call him Shazam, which is even close to his name. And he just there's just all these little microaggressions. And then her mom wants her to be with the boy next door, mm-hmm. who's this Norwegian guy,
right.
who she grew up with, and they briefly dated, and then they broke up. And anyway, I don't know, it was very beautiful. Norway is a beautiful country. I assume they actually shot it there. Lots of snow and things, mm-hmm. and the Christmas stuff was nice, I guess, but
weird.
The racism. And I was trying to talk to, because we watched it. It was just me and my mom and Mike on Christmas Eve. We watched it.
Oh. I'm sure bless Mike
loved for, it. Yeah, tolerating sure it. Like, I knew he wasn't. I knew it was. He wasn't the target audience. But I was my mom will like it.
Yeah,
let's just, do something. And then the next night we were talking to my brother and his wife, and I was like, yeah, it was really racist. And my mom was like, I didn't think so. And I was oh, okay.
Well, I mean, isn't the point that it was supposed to be calling out the racism, or was it supposed to be like,
so, but it like but wasn't like, maybe also done well. Like at the end, like they all there's this scene where they're like, oh, we should apologize for our behavior, which is good.
Yeah.
But they don't actually show them apologizing to him.
Okay.
And then they cut to a year later, and they're integrating his culture and their culture, and okay. it's like nice, but it's just like it felt a little bit unearned. Yeah, like they yeah. kind of skipped past yeah. some stuff to get to the happy ending, and yeah. I was like, well, wait a minute, like he really went through it.
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't like ideally the main, I haven't seen this, but the main character should like warn the fiance, like, hey, my family's like really racist,
or just like, tell them ahead of time so yeah. they don't have these weird expectations. Yeah, it's like
bizarre.
Anyway, there were a lot of,
could have been fixed.
Yeah, and she like didn't stand up for him very yeah, much, yeah. and like anyway,
weird.
So I can't say I recommend.
No,
but we did watch that, and then the next night we watched Home Alone 2.
Okay,
because we wanted to watch Home Alone because that's a classic yeah. Christmas movie. But my brother and his wife had already seen it. On I think Christmas Eve, and so we're like, we'll watch the second one, I guess.
Okay.
Which, you know, unfortunately does have a Trump jump scare.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Partway through, that's right. But apparently it's because he has in his contract that like if they film at any of his properties, and I think he owned the place that they filmed yeah. the hotel scenes at the time, that he has to like get a cameo in it, which is.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that tracks.
Listen, it was way before we knew.
We didn't know what would happen. Rest of the movie is fine. Not quite as good as the first one, but still pretty good.
I think I've seen it. I don't know. Truthfully, I don't know. I've seen Home Alone once. Literally yeah. once ever in my life. And I was like in elementary school. And I've just never, I don't know, my family was like not a Christmas movie family. Yeah. Like not a traditional Christmas
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, I was going to so say, we would usually watch a movie on Christmas Eve, but it wouldn't necessarily be no. a Christmas movie. Like one year I remember we watched like one of the Bourne movies that yeah. had just come out.
Because, we would often go to the theater know. On Christmas yeah. Day, like after presents, like in the yeah. evening, and see whatever like big movie comes out on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, so. we used to do that occasionally with the family. I remember one time we went to see what was the Benjamin Button?
Oh,
the Curious Life of Benjamin. It's a good movie. But the problem was we got the tickets like really last minute, and so we were in like the very front oh. and like to the left, and the movie is like 3 hours
yeah,
long. So my head was like
yeah.
cracked up at the screen the whole worst. Time, and I was like, this is not the That's way the that David Fincher wanted me to be no. watching it.
No. I need to see it. I just I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since then probably, so I don't know. But yeah, anyway, So we watched those. We watched Godzilla Minus One okay. in theaters.
How was it?
And that was great.
Yeah, Ryan wants to see it.
Yeah. I have to admit, I'm not very familiar with the Godzilla canon. I've yeah. only seen the like more recent movies. And then, of course, the 1992 Matthew Broderick one. So yeah. I haven't really watched any of the like early Japanese ones. And this one is in Japanese with mm-hmm. subtitles. And it's really good.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
Yeah, would recommend.
Cool.
Good theater experience. Mm-hmm. We enjoyed it. And then what else did we watch? Oh, so we finally watched Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thoughts? I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's silly.
It's very good. I was like, I kind of knew what to expect going in, but then they really just get into it because, like, the opening part yeah. is, like, Black Friday, and this yeah. guy just, like, gets his neck fucking yeah. sliced. And I was like, oh, okay, like, yeah. we're just going yeah. for it.
No,
and then it just, like, yeah. did not stop.
No, there were some fun kills.
Yeah, it was very silly, very fun. I really enjoyed it. Eli Roth knew what he was doing. Yeah. He had a vision.
Yeah,
and
it was exactly as intended.
Yeah. Patrick Dempsey tried to throw in a Boston accent like yeah. 10% of the time yeah. and then the rest of the time it was just him speaking normally.
Yeah.
And that was that was something.
You know, yeah.
So yeah, would recommend if you like a horror
slasher. Yeah.
And then we watched Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh.
And that was a disappointment.
I haven't seen it.
For some reason, it came up in conversation, and I was like, oh, I've never seen it. Mike had seen it. And it's just not very funny.
Hmm. Yeah. I
will say the two standout things about it, Craig Robinson sings in it, and okay. he's actually very good. I mean, I know he has, like, a band.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then there, Sebastian Stan is in it, like, oh. I think before he got, like, famous.
Okay.
This is, like, pre-Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
He plays, like, because it's set, like, they go back to the 80s.
Yeah.
And so he's, like, the asshole, like, ski patrol guy who's, like, kind of the nemesis. And okay. he's very, like, over the top about it. So, That was fine, I guess.
I remember seeing the trailers for Hot Tub Time Machine, but never saw it and never been compelled to go back.
There is a sequel, and the sequel has Adam Scott, so I'm like tempted to watch it, and maybe it's better, but also I don't know. To be fair, I don't think I'm the target audience.
No.
So.
It might just not hold up that well.
Yeah, I think it's more of a guy's movie. Yeah. Mike was like, this is the kind of thing you would like, you go over to someone's dorm room and this would be on while you're like drinking beer or whatever.
No, totally. Totally.
And then on New Year's Eve, we watched a fantastic double feature of RoboCop and Roadhouse.
Great.
And RoboCop... fantastic film.
I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really like, I feel like people have said this, but for a movie that came out in the 80s, it's still like very relevant.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's well made. It's like very satirical, very like over the top. There is a lot of violence. We were confused about how long the movie actually was, and then we discovered there's the theatrical cut and then the director's cut, which is unrated, which has more gore. So we watched that one, and I thought it was good. Kurtwood Smith is in it.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy who plays Red Foreman, I think. The dad on That 70s Show.
Oh, never watched it.
Oh, well, I watched maybe part of an episode, but I just know him.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
he's in it.
Okay.
And then Roadhouse.
Is that I've never heard of Roadhouse, but I just looked it up. Is that the...
Patrick Swayze.
And they're remaking it.
Yes, they are remaking it. I think the remake comes out later this year.
Yeah, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I don't know about that. The original is like very much like a... cheesy 80s action film. Patrick Swayze is like very good. Like he's very charismatic.
Oh yeah, the cover of this looks like.
Yeah. And it's just the action scenes are pretty good. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a little love story, and then there's also a scene where he rips a guy's throat out with his bare hands. So something for everyone. Truly. And I am remembering all of this because I finally created a Letterboxd account.
Very good.
And I am now tracking the movies that I watch and rating them.
I don't think I have one. But maybe I will.
If you make one, let me know.
I will. I really like almost never see any movies, but I do want to watch more movies in 2024 because we have a long list of like a backlog. And I remembered one more that I did see in theaters very recently, which was Self-Reliance.
What's that?
It's Jake Johnson's directorial debut from New Girl, that guy. He wrote it and directed it, I believe. Oh. It was good. It's about a guy who gets invited to play a reality show on the dark web where he's being hunted for sport, but they can't hunt you if you're with another person.
Oh.
And no one believes that he's on the show. And they don't, and so he's like trying to stay alive. And his family thinks he's crazy. It was good. It was, I guess, it only had a theatrical release for like 1 or 2 days, and it's gonna be on Hulu.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Wikipedia. It's gonna be on Hulu starting January 12th.
Yeah.
So we will check it out. Check it out.
It's good. I liked it. It was fun. I hadn't heard of it, didn't know what it was, but Ryan's sister asked if we wanted to go, and I was like, oh, this looks fun. So we went.
Nice.
So that was like, a few days ago. So recommend.
Good.
It's fun. Yeah.
Great.
A different film. It was an interesting concept.
That's all right. Well, I think that's everything.
That's all that's going on.
I think we've caught you all up to the present day. Mm-hmm. Getting to the labrae of it all, I am still not zapping. We'll talk about it more later, but there was actually a glitch where it was not working.
I haven't been doing it, so I didn't encounter it. So I still have the yellow shorter. I just like, I really didn't do much
last
couple of weeks except for the advent calendar.
I feel like I did a lot of Neopets because I had more free time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I guess I'll just play Scourge of the Lab Jellies more and get all my daily quests done.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, haven't zapped, but I guess it's fixed now, so
yes,
that's good.
Yes. Well, with that, should we get to the news?
Let's do the news.
And now it's time for Meepit News Break.
Okay, so going all the way back to December 12th.
Yes.
I think that was right after we recorded our last episode.
The day that I moved.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Monumentous day.
Yes.
Or a momentous day, I should say. A monumental occasion.
Yes.
Anyway, new color, elderly boy, elderly girl. It's cute.
Yeah, they're just some old walkies. Yeah, no, they look cute. I like it. The girl one has like hair rollers.
Yeah. Is funny. Does she have cats on her sweater?
It looks like it, yeah. That's kind of funny.
That's good.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, and then the other one, well, the boy who just has like glasses and then like a sweater.
Little ears folded down.
That's cute.
It's kind of cute. And like, yeah, just a grandpa sweater.
He has like ear tufts, too.
That's cute.
Nice. I've never had the desire to have an elderly pet, but you know, if that's what you're into.
Yeah. It could be fun.
Sure.
The new outfit is Huntsman.
Yeah, okay. So I have two things to say about this. One, it should be Huntsman.
Yeah.
That's why I put in quotes. And if anyone from TNT is listening, please fix this. Otherwise I will write into the editorial
about
it. Just
swap it with an A. Yeah.
It's really like, again, I don't understand. It's one Huntsman.
It's a Huntsman.
It's not multiple Huntsmen. We had a movie called Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah, that's like, what I was thinking.
But actually, this is The Witcher.
Yeah, I was about to say. It's getting Geralt.
It is Geralt. Yeah, we got the silver hair. We got the
his outfit.
The potions. We have the armor and the sword. Technically, Geralt has two swords, but this one just has one. So,
well.
That's the extent of what I know about The Witcher. There's all this, like, I like the show. I still haven't gotten around to watching season 3. I like the parts where it's him fighting monsters. And then there's this whole other stuff about, like, elves and, like, political intrigue. And I'm like, and the sorcerers. And I'm like, I don't understand, nor do I care about this.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, if you ever wanted to dress your walkie up like The Witcher.
There it is.
Now's your chance.
Okay, we got some new walkie markings, so striped, tricolor, and spotted.
These are cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
Although I don't know why the spotted walkie looks sad or like anxious.
I know.
The other two are just like smiling and he's just like,
I don't know why they did that.
Not having a good time.
But otherwise they look cute.
Yeah, this is fun. It's like a way to, you know, change up your walkie a little bit and make it look more like a cat, I suppose.
Cute.
Great.
Okay, then on December 13th, there was an AMA.
Yes, I did not watch this.
I didn't watch
because,
either.
Again, it was during the middle of the work week.
Yeah, I was busy recovering from moving.
Yeah, there honestly was, like, not too much. There was some discussion about the seasonal attack pee, and they're like, we're trying to balance, you know, the desire to make items more accessible versus, you know, having not having people being able to get super powerful things for the Battle Dome and whatever. So I guess they did acknowledge that it originally had like a low drop rate and then they changed it. And so,
yeah,
whatever. They said they're open to feedback. They said they can't really talk about TNT Willow and Tally.
Yeah.
But they're not moving the staff to Hong Kong, allegedly. So that's good, I guess.
Yeah, everyone works remote.
And they are still hiring. So
interesting.
Check the new pets LinkedIn for job openings.
Yeah. Maybe not the most stable position right now, but who knows? It is. I mean, it is interesting that they are hiring, but they let go of some. I guess they're hiring for different areas. Who knows?
Yeah, and then they talked a little bit about Neopets IP because they're like shut down this project for Neopets inspired plushies, but it, like, that's a thing that they will protect because they have specific licensing agreements to, with certain companies. They are working on more plushies. I guess they're going to have some for the 25th birthday.
There is a prototype of an Aisha with 25th birthday stars. I will be purchasing that.
I'm going to say it looks very cute. It does look very cute. If they have a birthday Mirka or a Loop or a Gellert, perhaps, I would consider
it. Yeah, I'm going to buy that.
And then they talked about the fan art program a little bit, which is like, they're not trying to make a profit. They just want to create a community where people can, you know, sell art, but specifically digital art. So they're not ever going to let you create like plushies or whatever, but digital art, if someone wants you to like draw their OC or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
That's you cool. can do that. They talked to TNT Aesop, talked about the upcoming plot a little bit. Mm-hmm. It will be an interesting plot when it comes to color. It will take us to that at least one place we haven't been before.
Okay.
So,
I mean, based on the advent calendar comics or whatever, yeah, the colors were interesting.
So. Yeah.
I liked it. I liked the art style. That was cool.
I think the assumption is there's going to be a new paintbrush coming out of this.
Yeah, that's what, well, people were zooming in on like that little, there was like an image or something that possibly looked like a new paintbrush, but.
Yeah. And then I think that's pretty much it. If you want to see the full recap, I'm just looking at what Jelly Neo posted. Yeah. Shout out to Jelly Neo doing the hard work for us.
Always doing it.
So you can check that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I assume they will have one in January. They haven't announced when yet.
Yeah.
But if they're gonna continue doing them monthly. And then just a quick update about Island Builders, where they're basically completely overhauling the app. On December 19th, they announced that the new app, the updated app, is gonna be released in Q1 2024. So anytime between now and the end of March, presumably. And then one cool update, I guess, is that you will now be able to earn Neo points for your account on neopets.com through the Island Builders app, which I think is something a lot of people have asked for.
Yeah.
So that is allegedly coming.
And then it was Christmas, or the day of giving, December 25th.
Yep.
So there's a Snow Hissy that was released. It's a Snow Hissy. It does have some autumn leaves on it, which is nice.
I think that's a nice touch. Yeah. I am a little upset about the eyes.
What is it? Is it branches?
I think they're like twigs.
Interesting.
And because it's a Hissy, it's like the snake eyes.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't know.
That's
cool. I guess the nose is like, maybe some berries or something.
Or coal,
yeah, rocks. I guess.
I don't know, little pebbles.
Overall, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. I do like the autumn leaves. And then there were four Christmas pets released. So the Ickelsaur, the Triffin, the Bloopy, and the Splike.
Can we please talk about the Christmas Bloopy? I didn't even know what this pet was. Either. The normal Bloopy looks like fine. And this, I think they're going for like a Krampus look.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he has horns. Yeah. He has horns. And he has like a chain and the
thing.
This bundle of sticks. Yeah, the bundle of sticks. Hit children with or whatever. So
that's fun.
All the other ones are like nice. And it's just like they have like Christmas lights or like holly or whatever. And then he's just a fucking little demon.
Yeah.
So.
Had to be one.
I guess so.
There's a new stamp.
Yes.
Christmas fur stamp.
So that's exciting. Great. If you're a stamp collector.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm assuming already gone up quite a bit in price.
I'm sure, yeah. It's cute little Christmas fur stamp.
It is cute.
Yeah, enjoy it. And then a couple other new holiday items, including the Christmas croque and bouche.
Yeah.
I saw this.
And it's pretty cute.
It's cute. I have had a croque en bouche.
Have you?
Yes.
I've only ever seen it on like cooking shows.
It's just cream puffs.
Yeah.
Stacked with like sugar.
Yeah.
Drizzle. No, it's like good.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine that would be bad.
It's just cream puffs. I mean, yeah. How could it possibly be bad? I had one. I was at a restaurant one time. They like had one. It might have been a birthday. I don't know. This was years ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'd never heard of one before. And then there it was. So.
Anyway. Yeah, and then as previously mentioned, the library access issues starting December 28th, users were unable to access the library. Of course, TNT was like technically on vacation for the holidays. They did post about it on the Neo boards on December 30th, saying they were aware of it and they were working on the problem. And then they finally fixed it on January 2nd, after about 2 hours of unscheduled maintenance, which was slightly annoying, but obviously necessary. So yeah, everyone who had previously had access to the library should have access now.
Yeah.
But I did see a lot of people very angry about this, which, like, I get. Especially there were a couple people who were like, I spent money on like the library like fortune cookie thing or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And then it like wasn't working, and it's like
you only get
actual money and you only have certain a number of days.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So I know some people like send in support tickets to see if they could get it like refunded or whatever.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're still working through all of that. So
yeah. Guess we'll see.
We'll see.
Anyway, so yeah, then the advent calendar ended. Neither of us got the seasonal attack pee. You know, I really thought I was going to get it. I just felt like I was going to get it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Which is fine.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I used to have really good luck on Neopets as a young person. And so I thought, I don't know. If I'd been younger, I would have gotten it.
Yeah. Maybe so. Well, to be fair, maybe because like I was thinking about it, I was like, I could technically buy it if I really wanted it. Like, now it's gone down in price. Yeah. So
I don't need it. I don't even battle.
Yeah, it's fine.
It was just the status symbol. But there were other great prizes.
Yeah. So I think overall, again, the theme was, you know, releasing some previously unreleased items or items that are typically really expensive.
Yeah.
So we got the 8-bit power-up potion, which basically turns your pet into 8-bit form. And then the Candy Chan stamp, that was a big one. That was on, I think, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
A lot of stamp collectors were very excited about that. And then the Blizzard Cougar plushie, which as soon as I saw it, I was like, this art looks old AF. I bet this is like a retired or like super old item. And it is. And it used to be, I think, like millions of Neo points, and now it's like thousands.
Crazy.
Which again, the rich people are mad about, but
whatever. It's just an item. Who cares?
And then also, as mentioned before, we had the last few days of the advent calendar. We had Orion Ophiuchus. I don't know.
Ophiuchus? Who knows?
Orion.
Yeah.
His name is Orion. He's an Ogryn. And he had been trying to interrupt the advent calendar because he has these weird visions.
Right.
And then we saw them in the form of comics, which were allegedly festive comics, but did not feel very festive.
Some of them.
Apparently the Faeli is dead, and I'm very upset about this. I saw some people on Reddit were like, no, he's just sleeping. And I was like, but she said you left me all alone. So
sad.
I was like, why did you have to do this?
Jeez. Anyway, Merry Christmas, I guess.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Think about dead pets.
Yeah.
So yeah, we don't know exactly what will be happening. I think that it's coming later this year, like March or sometime after that.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
But we were introduced to, I think, the Aisha, who will be probably the protagonist of this plot.
We cheered.
I mean, yeah, I think because they showed when they first announced the plot back in like July or whatever, they had like that outline of the figure, and we're like, oh, it could be an Aisha. And we were right.
Well,
it is an Aisha. So
seated.
Yeah. I don't know. They might have lost me with the pet Faeli.
I mean, it was
emotionally bit of a jump devastating. Scare.
Yeah.
It was very sad because they both got infected by something on this planet, this foreign planet, and then the Faeli fixed her little transmitter and then just died.
Yeah, that's tough.
Anyway, and then at the end, Queen Fiora showed up and was like, yeah, we're aware that shit's happening.
Okay.
So, great.
We'll see.
I guess, yeah. More to come on that.
Anyway, January 2nd was belated Ogryn Day, or Ogryn Day, whatever.
Yeah.
It's normally December 28th. So the new color is Woodland.
I saw some people complaining about this.
It's sort of like, I don't know.
Yeah, some people were saying it looked like they're diseased, flesh-eaten.
Yes, that's kind of what I was thinking.
I assumed they were going for, like, kind of like a palm tree, maybe?
Yeah.
Or, like, something like the African savanna.
I'm getting savanna.
Like, a not, yeah, yes. Not like a standard tree.
Yeah. No, I get that. But it also sort of like a giraffe.
Yeah. Kind of. But also, like,
it does look like
it's not the best.
It does kind of look like it's flesh is being eaten, unfortunately.
It's peeling off. But you know, they tried. They tried to do something a little different.
Yeah, so that's cool.
The
outfit was Thogrin.
Yeah, I did not know who this character was.
Yeah,
she was in Legends and Letters, which was only around for like a year.
Yeah.
R.I.P. And the Book of Ages entry is very short. It's just Thogrin often spreads false rumors about her life to people she meets.
Sure.
She uses Meraktite arrows that she presumably got from New Meraqua. So all we know about her is she's a liar and she has Meraktite arrows.
Great.
When I first saw her, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but I was getting a little bit of like Aloy vibes.
Yeah. Yeah.
From this.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because so this is Horizon Zero Dawn, which I have not played, but I watched Mike play through
a lot of it.
So,
well, I support women's wrongs.
See, that's right.
So, she's a liar and a, I don't know.
An archer.
Yeah.
And then we got more wearables for Ogryns or Ogryns. Now I'm confused as to which is
I think it's Ogryn. I always say, or I look at it as Ogryn. Who cares?
Anyway, they have these little wearables. So one is electricity. So it looks like little electric sparks coming out of like the neck and the ears and the tail. And then one is purple tinsel, which is giving kind of like a, I don't know, like an 80s vibe almost.
Yeah.
Like back when they used to have like those pink tinsel Christmas trees.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's like fine. I don't know.
Sure. And then Hannah's favorite day.
We had Aisha Day.
I texted her to wish her a happy Aisha Day.
January 3rd, Aisha Day. New color was oil paint. I think it looks nice.
It looks lovely.
It looks
very
like
beautiful.
The Scream.
A little
colors
bit.
Colors of the Scream.
A little bit.
Painting. So yeah. That's cool.
Without the actual Scream.
Yeah,
art,
that would be funny if it was there. yeah, it looks nice. And the outfit was Megan, who's also another character that I guess I am familiar with.
I didn't know who she was.
I think I've seen her before in some, I don't know. But anyway, in Book of Ages, it says Megan is a wanderer who was on the quest to find the Wand of Wishing before Archos or Arcos. But when it was teleported to Pateria, her pet Fluffy took over. When he returned, Megan used the wand to undo Arcos's evil. So
yeah, so this TCG is from the character. Well, it's in the TCG, and then the Wand of Wishing is the PlayStation Portable. Remember PlayStation Portable? PSP?
Yes, I do.
This was one of the Neopets video games.
Yeah.
Which I never played.
No.
So even though my brother did briefly have a PSP. But
yeah, I remember the PSP and I never had one.
Yeah.
No, she looks cool.
Yeah. She's got the sort of wanderer look with the bangles and the kind of like what's her name from Hunchback? Notre Dame. The dancer.
Yeah.
What is her name?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. Yeah. Yes. Esmeralda. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Cute.
Cool. And then we got some antenna and tails. So neon, glitzy, wispy cloud, and plant. So there's just some ways to jazz up your Aisha. The wispy cloud looks like a fart. I'll say it. So.
I mean, yeah, if one of them is a tail, so it does kind of look like, that way.
It looks like an animated fart. Which, you know. Great. Love that for that, Aisha. If you want to do something fun with that, I think you could.
It's funny because it's a gray Aisha, too. Yes, so it's like sad. It's like embarrassed.
I immediately saw it and I was like, what's going on? What is that? But anyway, overall, a good Aisha day.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So,
great.
And then wasn't expecting this, but they had a belated New Year's update, obviously some days after New Year's, on January 5th, where we got a gold kachik.
Randomly. Fine.
Looks great. Yeah. I did see some people complaining that the hair, the two little wisps of hair on the top are black instead of gold.
Oh, well.
Which I don't know. Didn't notice and don't really care about. But
I mean, gold is not a color that I care for, really. But it looks like a gold kachik.
I mean, yeah, it's what I would expect.
Yeah.
And then they released a New Year's themed background, a Neo Home Party background, which too late to use it for this year, obviously, but next sure. one. And then
well, you also, can use it whenever you want, really.
I mean, yeah, but like...
Who's judging? I won't call the New Year's police.
The New Year's police. And then they have a New Year's resolution journal. Nice. For year 26. So that's cute.
Cute. And then January 6th, Norbu Day.
Yeah, so that was yesterday, which was a Saturday. Yeah. So they will announce the new color and outfit on Monday. So by the time you listen to this, it'll probably have been released. I looked it up on the reverse rainbow pool. There are quite a few colors. I mean, maybe Norbu is sort of a newer Neopet. I'm thinking, I don't know why, but the first thing that came to mind was 8-bit, maybe because they gave out the 8-bit potion for advent calendar.
Yeah.
Or I could see, because it's January, maybe like a Valentine's, like an early Valentine's.
I was thinking that too. Or maybe because they just did the Aisha, they'll do oil paint. Or maybe they'll throw us a curveball and do Moroccan.
Or unfortunately, steampunk is also an option. It is. So, yeah, who there's knows, quite a few. Really.
There's quite a few. Transparent. Yeah. I don't know.
Elderly.
Relic with like the claws and the gems and things. You never
Origami.
Know.
Origami.
You never know.
Yeah. So we'll find out.
We'll see. Anyway, now we're going to get into our default pet page spotlight.
Yes.
As usual, we each picked one. So Caroline will begin.
Yeah, so I picked Lenny. Okay. I think we've heard about Lenny secondhand from some of the other pet pages. So I thought, let's go to the source here. So this is interesting because it's very much, it's vertically formatted.
It is.
And then on the left and right side is just a picture of different Lenny-related items, like Lenny plushies, Lenny books, etc. And it says, "Hi, my name is Blah, the Lenny. I am blank hours old, and I've lived in Ethiopia all my life. My wonderful owner is Blah, and this is my humble homepage." And then there's a Polaroid saying a photo of me, and then the caption says, "Hee hee, that's me."
Nice.
Most people have the wrong impression that all Lennies are boring, wimpy creatures that do nothing except read books all day.
Wow.
Okay. It's kind of a self-drag. I would like to point out that this is not the case. I, for one, like a good play fight as much as the next pet. And play fight links out to the Battle Dome.
Yeah.
But I also like to do things that test my intelligence. And then there's a couple images of purple and baby Lenny fighting.
Yeah.
Imagine having a Lenny as your best friend, ... They spend all day thinking about the best games and puzzles so you're never bored. If you are ever stuck inside on a rainy day, don't panic. Your friendly Lenny will have already thought of at least 50 different things you could do to keep amused. Smiley face.
Lenny is that friend who's like explaining the most complex board game to you.
Absolutely.
And you're like, not in the mood.
Just because we don't go around bullying others or making a loud scene, unlike Skeeth's cough, it doesn't make us dull. So again, continuing the tradition of throwing shade at another Neopet species. Anyway, that's enough ranting. What sort of things do I like? Dancing. Oh yeah. And then there's a gif of a very old drawing Lenny, sort of dancing, I guess. Singing, I pride myself on my lovely voice, smiley face, solving the Lenny conundrum each week, or at least trying to. Well, unfortunately, that is defunct. No longer happening.
Yeah.
And then campaigning for more Lenny items. Come on, guys, give us something else, please. Eating ice cream, in particular mint. Well, that's about it for me, Toodle Pip.
Sure.
If you want to talk to my owner, why don't you drop them a Neo message? Well, there's actually a typo here. It says don't your drop them a Neo message.
You're right.
So for Lenny that's supposed to be intelligence, didn't spell check, did you?
Tough.
But yeah, pretty straightforward about what I would expect. Yeah.
I enjoy these.
Yeah, no, these are fun. I'm just thinking about what I want a Lenny. I do like the idea of puzzles. I do love a puzzle. Mm-hmm. Mike did get me actually a Pokemon puzzle for Christmas with all 150 of the original Pokemon. Well, 151 because Mew is also in it. And I completed it in about 2 or 3 days, I think. Okay. So
how many pieces?
It was a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, yeah.
Nice. I gave my mom a puzzle. Those five. She said no more than 500 pieces.
Oh.
So she was not quite ready to take the plunge of the 1,000. I think she has trouble seeing it. Like,
it's, sure. Yeah. That's fair.
I haven't done a puzzle in a very long time.
Yeah.
I could get into it again, I think. Okay. Well, I chose Yerbal.
Great.
So this one is pretty standard. There's not a whole lot here to delve into, but basically it just has the photo of the Yerbal. The Yerbal is like newer than some of these older ones, so I don't know if they took as much time with this. But anyway, it says, my name is blah 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 the Yerbal, I'm this many hours old, and I live in Neopia with my owner. So what is this, you may ask? Well, this is my humble little web page.
My humble little web page.
It is where I have written a few little tidbits that you may be interested in about me and Yerbals in general. Hope you like it. And then there's a picture of a Yerbal holding a cake.
Nice.
As you may have noticed, Yerbals love to find yummy things to eat. I just love it when blah 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 brings me back a creamy cake or gooey sweet from the bazaar. My current favorite treat is a big handful of double chocolate jelly beans. They really are quite delicious. You should try them. Okay.
Sure.
Great. Then it says, after all the eating, there's nothing quite like going for a run. Sure. I don't have a pet as yet, but when I do, I'm going to take it everywhere with me and have so much fun. They just look so cool, although I can't decide what to get. And then there's a picture of a Yerbal chasing a little snow bunny. Okay. And then they talk about pets a little bit. And then it says, Yerbals in general, so I am told, just love the outdoor life. The best holiday I have had is when we spent a week camping on Mystery Island. We saw the volcano, spoke to the island mystic, he is a bit odd, and went on a tiki tour. My owner has promised to take me to Terra Mountain this winter, which I'm really looking forward to. I wonder if we will see Talia when I am there. I really hope so. All the pets really love
Talia. I was
going to
say,
Talia.
They love Talia. Maybe because there's just not that much going on it's Terra Mountain. Like, that's the one reference that everyone's like, her. Oh, I hope I see Talia. Yeah, she's beautiful. I love her.
Yeah. Anyway, that's about all for me. My owner is yelling at me to tidy my room, so I have to go. Maybe I'll add more later. If you want to talk to me, send them a message. Blah, blah, blah. Ta-ta for now. Waves, goodbye. And there's a picture of a Yerbal winking. And then on the side, there's just some Yerbal items.
So, you know what?
It's, yeah.
I love it, it's actually. Simple, sweet.
Nothing weird,
to the
really.
Point. relatable. Eating yummy things. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go for a run immediately after eating.
No.
But, you know. I get the energy.
Yeah.
I really like Yerbals. Yeah. I had one on a side account. I don't have one on my main, but I think they're cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No complaints. So anyway.
Actually, this one is, I feel like, the only one that it doesn't throw shade at other Neopets.
No, it doesn't.
So
it's pretty,
Yerbals,
pretty standard.
Yerbals are,
yeah.
I don't want to say better than some of the other species, but.
A little
more
decorum.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple of things I need to rant about briefly. This isn't really news, but as I have been doing Neopets over the holidays, I have been trying my hand at the daily puzzle, which is something you can do every day, and usually you get like a few hundred Neo points and maybe an item.
Mm-hmm.
So on December 17th, and I've noticed this before, there was a typo, and this was about the Neopies in the best villain category, where villain is spelled completely incorrectly both times. So that was, I was just like, okay, guess we don't spell check that.
Nope.
And then on Christmas Eve, they asked, where can you ride a glass bottom boat? And as I read the question, I was like, immediately, Kiko Lake. This is the one thing I know about Kiko Lake, is you can ride a glass bottom boat there.
It's literally all you can do there.
Is that Kiko Pop, which you can't really do anymore, and they have the Kiko candies and the carpentry, and that's it.
That's it.
And so I was like, okay, great, the answer is Kiko Lake. I look at the dropdown. Kiko Lake is not an option.
Not even an option.
Not even an option.
Not even an option.
So I picked one of them. I don't even remember. I think it was maybe like Croc Island or Mystery Island or some bullshit. And they're like, oh, nice try. But the correct answer was Rue Island.
No.
What? They have no glass bottom boats on Rue Island. They have souvenirs. They have the spring shop. They have the merry-go-round. Yeah. But the glass bottom boat. So I posted a screenshot of this on Twitter with a screenshot of the page of the glass bottom boats from Kiko Lake. And I was relieved to see that I was not the only one who was upset about this. Many other Neopets players also noticed and were peeved. So I felt justified. And then on New Year's Day, the question seems so simple. It says, what year is Neopets entering?
Right.
I said, okay. It's year 25. What literally says in the calendar, it's like
first day of sleeping,
year 26. So I said the 26th year because it's year 26. Oops, nice try. But the correct answer was 25th.
No.
What? What are you talking about? Like, there's no way that can be. Neopets came out in November of 1999.
Yep.
We are entering 2024. Like, and it's year 26.
Yeah. And we just had year 25.
Right.
Yeah. So we're leaving year 25.
We're leaving year 25.
Or we've left it now, but at the time, yes.
And then related to this, this was going to be my item, but then I figured I would bring it up now because the main problem I have with it is this item, year 25 glasses. Why 25 glasses? It was given out by the advent calendar in year 25. It says celebrate with some cool new glasses.
No, it should be the 26.
It should be the 26.
That's what you wear on New Year's.
You wear on New Year's the year that you're going into.
Yeah.
So,
wrong.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Like, honestly.
That's actually a good question. I didn't think about the glasses. I was like, whatever, glasses. But yeah, you're right. It's wrong. I don't know. I really don't know.
So, listen, I know a daily puzzle, it's hard to maintain a thing once a day, but you got to do some spell checking and some fact checking on this because we, the players, know the lore. We know the correct answers, and you can't be doing this.
I don't know.
Yeah, very bizarre.
Very bizarre.
And then the Winter Starlight Celebration, which is sort of has always been interesting to me because it's like sort of its own thing, but it basically is just pulling together various things from like Terror Mountain
that you can do.
And so Advent Calendar is obviously the big one. The discarded magical blue Grundo plushie is also there.
Yeah.
And the Snowager. And the Snowager is in hibernation starting December 1st through January 3rd. This year, he hibernated all the way through January 5th.
He was tired.
He was very tired. It's been a long year. I think part of it is probably, again, I assume they were out of office for some time and probably someone just didn't go in and like
wake him up.
Yeah. Maybe they were scared. I get it. He's very
aggressive.
Yeah. And then when I was looking at the Winter Starlight Celebration page that they put together, which is a very cute little like Christmas festive village and snow and things. There are images of different Neopets, and there's a few of them outside of the Snowager house, which I don't know why it's a house, but whatever. One is an Aisha, who is scared. I guess they're going down the hole to see the Snowager.
They're
okay.
Repelling.
And then the other one is obviously an Usul. Then there's a third one here. I had to zoom in.
I think it's a Grawl.
I think it is supposed to be a green Grawl, but the way that it's drawn...
Well, he's drawn like a person.
He's drawn like a person. He has a goatee and like eyebrows.
Yeah.
And then he's like standing with his hands on his hips, wearing like, you know, his little puffer coat.
Yeah.
And he's green, I guess, but he like the texturing is weird. And so, yeah, I guess it's supposed to be a green Grawl.
He's supervising as they rappel down into the cave.
This is not like any Grawl I've seen before.
No, it's Uncanny Valley.
It's very strange. So I just needed to call that out.
Good to know.
I just needed other people to know. Very strange. But yeah, I guess it's a Grawl. But
sure.
It's a okay.
Grawl hybrid.
Grawl human. Hybrid?
It's like
oh no!
Giving Tiki Tak Man, but Grawl.
Yeah, it's like the fucking Jurassic World shit happening here. So, yeah, just something I wanted to bring up. Anyway.
Good to know.
Should we get to our Neo mail?
Yeah, let's do it.
You've got Neo mail.
Do you want to read it?
Sure. Yeah, we just have one from a new listener, Anna. And this says, hi from a new listener. So Anna said, hi, Caroline and Hannah. I just recently found the podcast after getting back into my 14-year-old Neopets account in October. I've been slowly working my way back through the episodes from newest to oldest and have loved them. Very lengthy undertaking to do that.
Yes, thank you.
I haven't even done it. I have no friends in real life who play Neopets, so it feels very nice to know there are other humans who play too instead of just seeing posts on the Reddit or Discord. Lol. I'm also based in the LA area and would love to attend if y'all ever do an in-person meetup with other local listeners. That'd be fun. I definitely need some friends who can discuss Neopets drama with me over coffee or drinks.
I had never thought about it, but
yeah,
like,
we totally could.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
Let us know if you live in LA and you want to you wanna meet up. We're very normal and real
people.
Yeah,
we're just regular. I don't have much else to add other than saying thank you and letting you know that your show is very valued. Cannot wait to hear your takes on the new plot and all of the inevitable broken parts of this beloved hell site in 2024. Anna. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Or maybe it's Anna.
Anna.
Hard to know. But this made me – I was feeling a little down. I was in the, you know – the winter blues,
yeah.
And then I read this email and it really made me feel better. That's so good. Thank you for sending this. It's nice to know that people appreciate the stuff that we create.
It is
so
very nice.
Thank you for writing good luck making it through our 118 yeah. episodes.
I don't even know what's in there. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
it's probably weird. It would be weird to go back and listen because like a lot has happened.
Yeah,
since then.
It's true.
Pandemic.
Things have evolved.
Evolved.
Anyway, so thank you.
Cool.
Anna or Anna. Appreciate it. Anna. Should we get to the boards?
Yeah.
Getting ka-cheeky.
Okay, so as usual, it was challenging to find a Neo Boards post to discuss. This is from the general discussion board.
Great.
Topic, would you swipe right or left if someone mentioned Neopets in their bio? Mm. And then OP just posted popcorn emoji. And then someone replied, which is my problem. I don't know which swipe is the good one and which is the rejection.
I think it's right is good.
Yeah. So someone else said right is yes. Left is no.
Okay.
Someone said marriage proposal, which seems a little extreme. Someone else said I'd be into it. Someone else said, I would be super into it, lol. And then a few hours later, OP responded, this topic has proven to be underwhelming.
Well.
And then someone else said, right swipe. Someone else said, left. There are some unhinged people on Neopets in general.
That's true.
And then someone said, I would have to creep their account and see what type of player they are first. Angel emoji.
Yeah, drop the username.
And then the OP said, scoffs. Can you imagine if they only had 200 avatars?
Right?
Oh, embarrassing. So yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm married, you're engaged.
Yeah.
But hypothetically, if we were single and we were on, I assume, Tinder, I don't know if that's still the...
Yeah,
go
it's
to.
Still going.
That's and you
the
saw
one.
That,
that's the swipe one for sure.
Yeah,
the other ones might have different metrics.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, if you saw, if you were single on Tinder and you saw someone had Neopets in their bio, would you swipe right or left?
I probably would swipe right. Just
I think
curiosity.
So. It's nice
assuming
to know that
I have
you have
this
a shared interest.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they could be crazy, but that's
that's
true of anyone that you meet dating. Whether they mention Neopets or
that's
not.
That's true.
Like I would just, yeah, I think I would be glad to have something in common. And
maybe
honestly,
they've listened to the pod.
Maybe so. Honestly, I feel like it's kind of brave to put Neopets in your bio in the year of our Lord 2023 or 2024.
Yeah. Although I could see someone easily putting like, I'm like thinking about my hungry Neopets or whatever. And then you like message them about it and they're like, oh,
Well, that
clout
would be,
chaser.
Yeah, that's not it. I would be intrigued. I would start a conversation at the very least.
Yeah,
it would be a good conversation starter. Like, you know,
yeah.
I feel like it's always hard to like be like, you know, other than just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'd be like, thoughts on sap?
Yeah, like. what about the sap drama? What's your favorite species? Yeah. You know, what's
how
your
much
favorite
you have in
game?
The bank?
Yeah, important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would actually want to know that. Both their real bank and then also their Neo points. Yeah.
Let's get down to it.
So, yeah, I would swipe right. But yeah. I just thought that was an interesting question. And I again, haven't been on dating apps in over a decade. So, but presumably there are probably a couple people who mention it.
I've swiped through friends' dating apps in the last, like, couple of years. But Tinder was, like, just becoming a thing when I started dating Ryan.
Yeah.
So I never was on it.
Same.
It's weird. But yeah, I have used it. It's very interesting. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, I think I've told stories of the brief time that I used OkCupid and
yeah.
was not great. Was not great. So, cool.
Well, try putting Neopets in your bios and let us know.
Yeah, see how that works out. Or if you go on a date or talk to someone who has Neopets in their bio, let us know.
Ask them about it. Anyway, yeah, mine is just really simple. This is just a suggestion, an ideas and suggestions topic.
Great.
So the topic is allow us to lock pets. This person said the ability to lock our pets so they can't be accidentally painted or labbed. Let us add a pin to things like that for individual pets. We already have a similar feature with safety deposit box, pets, etc. I just like to see it added for individual pets.
Wait, you have that for pets?
For equipping your pet or whatever you have to put in.
Oh,
your pin.
You have to verify. Yeah. Okay, I haven't tried to do it. So
yeah,
that
I think
makes sense.
You have to, yeah. So yeah, there's that. So I thought it was cool.
This makes a lot of sense, honestly.
To assign like one pet that you really don't want to
touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something to like a star next to them, so you like see it and you're like, I don't know. But yeah, a pin would be helpful.
It would have saved me from accidentally changing the gender of two of my Neopets at the library when I selected them and I meant to select the other Neopet. So I support this. I mean, especially because like the main thing that if you're taking action on your pet, yeah, it's going to be like the library or you're painting them at the Rainbow Fountain, which are both like very high stakes.
Yeah.
So like I think you should have some sort of like, are you sure?
Verify. I think it'd be useful.
I like the idea. So I support this.
Yeah.
I also saw, I was looking on the ideas and suggestions board and someone was saying they would like to be able to arrange, like order their Neopets.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Which I would really be in favor of. I was thinking about this when I was feeding my Neopets because, you know, they show up in the drop down in whatever order. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's like so, like, doesn't really matter. But I have three pets that have 1,000, 2,000, and 3,000 in their names. Mm-hmm. And 1,000 and 2,000 are in the right order. Mm. But then there's like a couple random pets and then the one that has 3,000.
Is it not alphabetical? Or is it just...
I don't know actually what it is. I think it maybe is in the order you created them.
Maybe it is, yeah.
I'm honestly not sure. But I think it would be nice to be able to choose like how you want them to show up.
Yeah.
Someone was saying like, I want to have like 15 pets and have like a rainbow where, you know, from like red to violet or whatever. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe someday.
Yeah, it's not alphabetical. Is it? No.
I don't think so.
No, it's not because mine are messed up.
Yeah, I really don't know what.
And it's not in order of when I made them. That's strange. In the drop down specifically. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea how.
Because my most recently created pet is third, and it starts with an S.
Yeah, mine is second.
And it should go. My alien Aisha should be second. So who knows? Who knows? I don't know how it happens.
It would be nice to have a way to manage that.
Agreed.
I think. And locked pets makes a lot of sense as well.
Yeah.
Just
to be safe. I am always like worried when I have zapped or like at the Rainbow Fountain or like when you're painting a pet or something that it's like going to be the wrong one.
Yeah, and it's like if you spend like, you know, millions on a paintbrush, you want to paint the right pet.
Yeah, you want to be right. So
I did also see another idea, which was to have like a Neocache item to like protect items. So like if you're taking, you know, something really valuable out of your safety deposit box, you would have some sort of, I don't know, amulet or right. thing so that it couldn't be like stolen by the pant double or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have seen some very tragic posts on the Neopet subreddit where it's like, I was about to paint my Neopet baby and then the paintbrush got stolen or whatever. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is sad. It is quite sad.
And it would be a good revenue generator for them if it was a Neocash item. I bet people would be willing to pay for that. So,
agreed. Well, anyway.
On to our items?
On to our items.
Curiosities.
Okay, I had to check what mine was because I changed it at the last minute. Oh, yeah. So it's my birthday week officially.
Right.
So I went with the birthday item.
Nice.
And this is just like a little unusual. It was the Happy Birthday Pizza.
Oh.
And the description is, what better way to celebrate Happy Birthday than with a Happy Birthday Pizza? Question mark, smiley face. And it's a slice of pizza. It appears to be a cheese pizza with like 10 candles in it.
It's giving Joe Biden's birthday cake.
Yeah, it's a little bit. A little bit. It's a lot of candles. A
lot of candles.
On a small surface area. not sure why it's not Happy Birthday Pizza Slice. Or
a
full pizza, and then it does the thing where you like eat,
right?
And you have 5/6 left or whatever. I mean, here's the thing: I do love a pizza party. As a child, I loved a pizza party for a birthday. As an adult, I love a pizza party for a birthday.
Pizza's a crowd pleaser.
I don't like. I guess putting the candles on it is okay.
Is it cheese or is it like frosting?
Oh, I didn't even.
It doesn't specify, so I don't know.
That's a good point. It could be.
It could easily be either.
Because there are dessert pizzas.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, there's like cinnamon pizzas with frosting.
Or like a
cookie, you could get.
Cookie pizza.
Yeah, like a Pizookie kind of situation. So actually, if it was that, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
In my cooking class in like 8th grade, we had a recipe for making pizza dough by hand. And you could make either like a, you know, regular savory pizza or... You could make a like apple cinnamon dessert pizza. So
sounds good.
I'd be down for that, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I my ideal would be pizza and then cake.
Yeah.
But, you know, in a pinch, a sweet pizza or even just putting candles on the pizza.
That works.
I'd be okay with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting because, you know, we have featured various, I think, pizza and hot dog items.
Yeah.
They always have... Some
oh, there's
ones.
Endless.
So this is not even like the weirdest one.
And it's 2 million Neo points.
Yeah, that's the other thing is
it's a gourmet food.
Yeah, I'm gonna need them. Maybe they can give this out for advent calendar next year.
I don't know that it's really in demand.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is quite pricey. So probably will not be purchasing it for my birthday, but I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I like it. It is a lot of candles though.
It is a lot of candles. Yeah, again, if it was like on the whole pizza and they'd be more spread out.
Yeah.
On one slice, it's a little overwhelming.
That's a bit much.
And then when you take the candles out, like, I don't know if it's cheese or frosting, but some of it's going to come with it. So
yeah,
that's a little disappointing.
Tough.
Yeah. What's your item?
Mine is just an item that is new. It was an advent calendar prize.
Oh.
And I simply thought it was cute and I like the item a lot. So I picked it. It is Waylene in Lights.
Oh.
I think it's Waylene, right? Like Baleen.
Yeah.
So it's this little Waylene guy, and he's wearing a little Santa hat, and he has lights, and it's a wearable. So when you give it to your pet, it like floats in the background.
Oh, that's cute.
Which is cute. I had it on mine for Christmas customization that isn't there anymore, but I think it's really cute. I like the Waylene. It's just cute.
Yeah.
And the description is, what a sweet, giant little fella. This was given out by the advent calendar in year 25. Year 25.
That's right.
Jot that down.
That's right.
So anyway, yeah.
Yeah, this is really cute. I forgot that this was a prize because I usually just throw everything in my SDB. So I didn't try actually.
I put the wearables in my closet and then I'll go mess
smart,
with them later.
Smart. Yeah. I did try putting the Christmas cactus items on one and I was like, this doesn't really go with the rest of it. But
not the vibe.
Yeah. But this is really cute. Yeah, he's got a little Santa hat. He's covered in lights. I like that because he's a Waylene, he like kind of hovers.
Yeah, he floats.
I don't know how that works, but I guess he's a fairy.
Yeah, he was
pet,
in
so
Fairyland floating there too. So I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, very cute. I honestly thought, and I was going to put it in the agenda and then I didn't because I thought you might have it as an item, was the Aisha Affogato.
Oh, yes. I considered that too. It does look very delicious. And I had an affogato very recently.
Yeah.
When this came up as an item, I was like, slay.
Yeah. Tana texted and she's like, the Aisha affogato is very me coated. And I was like, so true.
I do love an affogato. It's just some espresso with no ice cream. Very delicious. Anyway, yeah.
I think they had it on the menu at that Italian place.
Yeah, they did.
But I got cannoli.
I was like too full. But that creme brulee Maddie had was very good.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
How were the cannolis?
Very good.
Yeah, everything looked good. I want to go back. There are a couple other like things I would like to eat there for dinner. I mean, I love Italian food, so.
If you live in LA and you want to know, or I guess we could just say the name of the restaurant.
It's called Centani.
Centani. There's one in Burbank and there's one in Venice.
Yeah.
I don't think we're really doxing ourselves by saying the restaurant we went to, but no, it was very good.
Yeah, it's well reviewed.
But if you go, check out the slideshow.
Watch that slideshow. Yeah, if you go to Centani Burbank or Centani Venice, if they have one there. I don't know.
Yeah, let us know if you do. Have not experienced that one personally, so.
Anyways.
Great. Well, that's about all we have at the moment. If you have anything you would like us to ask about or tell us about, if you dated anyone on Tinder that's into Neopets, let us know.
Yeah.
You can email us neostalgiapodcast@gmail.com. You don't have to, but it is helpful if you include like your pronouns and maybe how you want your name pronounced. Cause I don't know looking at it, if it's Anna sometimes, or Anna.
Yeah.
So, and then all of the, obviously if you don't want it read or you specifically want it read on the podcast, let us know. We also have a Twitter @NeostalgiaPod, and Instagram @NeostalgiaPodcast, where we will post the low res JPEGs, of the items we featured. You can see my tweet about the daily puzzle mess up.
Yes.
That got some traction. and then sometimes we'll also repost art and stuff. So check it out.
Yeah.
We're also on Facebook too.
We are. It's Facebook is, I don't know.
It's there.
I don't know what's going on Facebook anymore. But it is there.
It is there. Thanks Hannah for coming over. Thank you to Mike for our wonderful voiceovers. Thanks to Jane Mahoney for our artwork and to Andrew Hahn for the beautiful music that is the intro and outro to our podcast.
And thank you to Caroline for hosting us in the studio today. And on that note, good night, Mr. Coconut.
Good night, Mr. Coconut.